Welcome to 45 on the Hour podcast. I'm your host, Colt 45, and this is Just Do It. So guys, my whole life, okay, I've always been asked, how did you get through that? How did you do that? Like, how did you make it this far? How did you get to where you're at today? Just in life, having kids, three different moms, having all the struggle, having my dad, you know, leave when I was five to go pursue being a female, having divorced parents, having to raise my sister and being the father figure in her life, how to get to where I'm at today, how did I go through the Marine Corps, how did I get through all the crap that I went through with that, the separation, you know, having anxiety, you know, being homeless, being in the motorcycle club world, trying to figure out my life through that, getting out and just feeling completely dropped and just left on the streets, and then not having the mother figures that I had in my life to carry me to where I'm at today for my kids. How did I do that? I'm going to tell you how I did it. I just did it. I don't know why anyone thinks it's like some magical, you know, sequence of events or like things that just illustrated my mind. I just did it. I'm a doer. And you have to be too. Stop asking, how did you do it? Just do it. It's that simple. There's no questioning things. There's no filtering it out in your brain to where there's got to be some sort of special recipe. There's no special recipe. It's just getting off your ass and doing stuff. That's all it is. I'm a doer. I'm definitely not the smartest guy in the room, but I'm the guy that'll run circles around the smartest guy in the room. I will. And I get stuff done. That's just what I do. I'm not a solution-oriented best person to come up with like the best solutions, but I will come up with a solution, and I will try, and I will fail, but I will try again. You know, I think Rocky said it best in one of his movies. He said, it's not about how hard you can get hit, but how many times you can get hit and keep getting back up again. And I think that's just who I am. I think I could just take a lot of beatings and just keep moving forward. Everyone knows that I have three daughters. That's like my thing that I promote online. I always say, you know, I'm a dad to these three girls, and, you know, and I got to be the father figure that they have to have in their life and that I always needed in my life. I have to be that for them. And I think what drives me is just to be the person that I always needed in my life for them. And I think that's what people need to focus on doing, is doing that and creating action. You got to find your why, and then the how comes easier. It just comes with time. It kind of like evolves for you. So stop asking, how do you do it? Just do it. Just get up and just create that action and get it done. Stop asking how. I've had a couple questions over the last few weeks from some friends, personal friends that have called, and they were struggling in some different areas. Some were struggling with divorce. Some were struggling with their own personal demons. Some being sex addicts, trying to find love in the wrong places. Some trying to find relief from drug addiction or taking too many pills that the VA offers you because they just give you a handful all the time and they just don't care, it seems, you know, and they just want to patch the problem and not fix the problem. And they don't know how to get to the next level. They don't know how to get out of their certain funk that they're in, you know, and they just keep asking me, you know, how do you do it? And I just keep saying, like I'm going to say this whole podcast, I just do it. I don't create a timeline of things. I don't time things out. I just create action. I don't have like an actual goal every day that I accomplish. I just have tasks that I accomplish. I'm literally thinking daily about how many things I can get done throughout the day, and I try to maximize that. That's what I get off on. So I create action as far as maybe making a post. Like I have in my head that I want to do anywhere from 6 to 8 posts a day, right? Because I have to give more That's just how I run my life. I have to give more than I receive. And that's just how I've always been my whole life. So I get online and I just post things. And some people will be like, wow, how do I post 6 to 8 things a day? I just do it. I just make it happen. I just create the time and I just stop what I'm doing and I execute it. I execute the plan. Some of you guys have trouble focusing on one thing at a time. Okay. A lot of people think that there's this overwhelming project I have to complete. Okay. And that could be with anything. It could be just, how am I going to make money to support myself? Well, stop thinking about how much money you need to make. Just try to think about the amount of effort you need to go make money just in general. Okay. Which is very little. All you have to do is just go apply yourself and create action. Think about, okay, tomorrow I'm going to get up and I'm going to go apply for a job, and literally just get up and walk into a building and then do it. Don't think about what build, just try the actual act first. Okay. Don't think about how it's going to turn out. Just try the act. So for us, like, creating this podcast was like a thing. It took some time. We created a timeline and then we just started formulating how it was going to look. And then we just put some chairs together in a room and then a table. And then before you know it, we started buying stuff online and we got it done. And then it was the technical part, putting it all together. But we got everything done. We were in here every single day figuring it out, finding the right people, making calls. And it was an action after action after action sequence. And then now it's formulated and it's done. And to be honest with you, it's not the most perfect thing. It looks great, but it's coming together slowly. But once you get the ball rolling, it won't stop and it will get greater and it will roll faster and it will get bigger and it, like, things start compounding. So the whole purpose of this podcast is just getting stuff done. Just get it done. Just do it. Stop talking about it and be about it. So if you're out there and you're figuring out and you're trying to figure out, how am I going to do this? How am I going to get through this? Okay, whatever you're dealing with in life, whether it be struggling with something or you're trying to accomplish a goal, just get it done. It's that simple. Just get out your phone and literally press a button, make a phone call, you know, do the research right there in that moment of time. Just stop thinking about it. Just get it done. Just literally just do it at this moment in time. I had someone come to me the other day and they were asking about weight loss and they were talking about, well, how do you do it? Cause I do a bunch of fitness stuff online too. And I was just talking to them, like, honestly, like, I'm not a fitness coach. I have no idea really what I'm talking about. So I'm not an expert in that field. But what I do know is it's pretty simple. You got to eat right. Everyone knows how to eat right. You know what's bad to put in your body. You know what's good to put in your body, and you know that you need to drink enough water and you need to exercise. And as long as you stay consistent with those things, you know, you do at least an hour a day of some form of exercise, hopefully one outside and one inside. And you stay consistent with that and you stay consistent with your eating and you're not eating crap all day long. You're probably going to have a pretty good physique, you know? And then if you want to tighten it up a little bit, yeah, that gets a little bit more, you know, scientific. You got to, you know, watch your macros and how much food you put in and calorie intake and stuff like that. So I was going over it with this person and kind of giving them my ideas and whatnot. And it got down to the same thing. They were asking, well, how do you do it? Like, I just told you, this is what you have to do. Well, how did you start? And I said, literally right now I would drop what I'm doing and I would start doing burpees. I would get out and I would start going for a run. I'll leave the house. Well, but then I have to change and I have to do my hair. And, you know, this was a female and I was like, you don't have to do any of that. Just walk outside and start running. Well, I don't have the right shoes on. Who cares? Just go for a run. Sometimes it's the action that you have to commit to that literally starts the ball. Don't think of things as being perfect. Just think of them as actions that have to take place throughout the day. I personally get up in the morning and I work out. And sometimes I literally have to leave the gym, put on a different shirt and go straight to a job because I don't have time to go home and shower. It's about getting it done. We got to get it done because there's no time to think about, oh, I'll do it in the afternoon, because I just know I won't. I know that I won't. I'm not an afternoon workout person. Sometimes, very rarely, I have to do it. But at the end of the day, that doesn't work out for me. Next segment is knowing when to be honest with yourself. Okay. A lot of you guys just aren't honest with yourselves about what you're capable of doing, okay? Be honest with yourself. If you know that you can't work out at a certain time because it's going to fail you, you know, getting up at 5 a.m. like some of these coaches say to go work out, then don't do that. Set real expectations for yourself, okay? Don't be getting up at 4:30 in the morning to go work out at 5 just because you have to, because it's not going to work for you. You're going to fail miserably, you know? If you're more of a nighttime person, cool, then do it at night. You know, try not to do it during the day, because that generally doesn't work for most people, because you get caught up with other people and things that are just, you know, putting things aside. But I believe where there's a will, there's a way. And change things up. Make things more interesting for yourself. Get excited about something. You know, instead of thinking of it as a have to do something, it's your discipline, but you got to find a way to like what you don't like to do. You got to make it fun. And there's ways of doing that. There's ways of challenging yourself. And you can always challenge yourself. You can always find a way to do something that makes it more entertaining and more enjoyable for yourself. So if you're out there and you're wondering and you need some motivation, just do it. Just get down, do some burpees, get outside, walk. You find a gap between getting home and making dinner or something, just get outside. It doesn't have to be fancy. You could do it in front of your house. You don't necessarily need to go to the gym to get a workout in. But where there's a will, there's a way. And I always believe this. This is what I believe in my heart. If you want to do something bad enough, you'll find a freaking way. If you don't, you're going to find an excuse. Period. So if you know you want to get something done, and that's what you want to live by, and you need to get it done because it's a part of you, you're going to find a way. And if you don't, you'll find an excuse. Okay? Everyone has a purpose in this life. Everybody. I believe that everyone has something that they're on this earth for. And it's your job to find that and then gift that back to the world. Everyone needs to start with the basics, which is creating action. Okay? Action will increase your probability of success. Action will give you the confidence that you need to keep going on and striving for a better life for yourself. And action will put the momentum in place that you need to get all those things done. Just start doing. Be a doer. In the Marine Corps, that's all I was taught. It's just be a doer, okay? Stop asking questions. In the Marine Corps, they used to always say, figure it out. They never told me how. They would just always say, figure it out. And the reason why is because figuring it out and someone putting you in that mind frame of like, okay, well, I don't know what to do. I don't know what they're asking of me, but I have an idea. It's taking control of the situation. Because if you take control of the situation, then you end up taking a leadership role. And if you take a leadership role in a position or a situation, you end up being in charge of yourself and other people. So you end up taking that role. And when you're put in that position over and over and over again, we're figure it out. Then you stop asking for permission. Because if someone's telling you all the time to figure it out, why would you go to them again and say, hey, how do I do this? You're going to know that that's the same answer. So you're going to end up doing it on your own. And guess what? That's going to build traits inside of you that you're going to take to the next level. And you're going to say, you know what? I'm not asking anyone for anything. I'm just going to do things. And then you become a task, mission accomplishment oriented person. And you do only action. The more action that you commit, the more stronger you become. Action alleviates anxiety. Action alleviates staying stagnant. Okay? You got to have action in life to develop a stronger individual. You guys got to get out there and just do it. Stop asking questions. It's literally as simple as that. There's nothing special to it. If you're wondering how to get out there and be fit, just do it. If you're wondering how to get out there and make more money, just do it. Everything that I've done in my life is literally just by doing, okay? Figuring out how to be a father to 3 young girls, having different mothers, figuring out how to buy a home, figuring out how to start a business, run a business, work with people of all different walks of life, working through problems, starting other businesses, all that stuff has to do with just doing it. There's nothing special to it, guys. You know what it takes. Stop being lazy. Get up and get after it and get some.